Hi, welcome to The Night Air, Radio National's Remix Zone. I'm Brent Clough. Tonight, we tune into the news and histories of black civil rights in America, and we examine the parallel cultural influences of black rights music and sampling on the global music industry. We'll capture the fragmented sound and music of an America coming to terms with the challenges of protecting and reviewing its civil and cultural rights. The resurgence of concerns over the protection of black American civil rights has become a major election issue amidst Barack Obama's campaign for the White House. Not least of all, the Hurricane Katrina disaster and the acquittal of three New York policemen for the November 2006 shooting of Sean Bell have highlighted that in the US, there are still significant challenges to equality.
There were protests outside a New York courtroom where three police officers were cleared over the shooting of an unarmed black man on his wedding day. 50 shots were fired shortly after Sean Bell left a strip club in the New York borough of Queens. The judges ruled there wasn't enough evidence to convict the officers, a decision that sparked fears of violence on New York streets.
Go up the bank. These cops are getting away with murder, and nobody's saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? They respect violence. They respect violence. We got a war going on right now. For no reason, we got a war going on. They respect violence. So I'm telling anybody, if they want violence, let's give them violence.
More than 1,000 police officers were deployed around the courthouse, but the area remained calm. The police had been working undercover at the Queens nightclub, where Bell was having a bachelor party with friends. He was to be married just hours later. An investigation found the officers fired 50 bullets that morning. Sean Bell died instantly. Two of his friends were wounded. None of the victims were armed. Justice Arthur Cooperman ruled the charges of manslaughter and reckless endangerment could not be proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Patrick Lynch, the president of the New York Police Officers Union, says the verdict reflects the fact the officers were just doing their job.
But with this case, there's no winners, there's no losers. We still have a death that occurred. We still have police officers that have to live with the fact that there was a death involved in their case.
But Leroy Gadsden of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People has a starkly different take on the judge's decision.
We fail to understand how a judge would sit on the bench and come out with an acquittal verdict when none of the elements of justification was met in this court. We will go to the next level, wherever that might be, to seek justice, but justice was not here today. This court, unfortunately, is bankrupt when it comes to justice of people of color.
I don't have to tell you things aren't good. Everybody knows things aren't good. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Young punks are running the street, no one knows just what to do, and there's no end to it. The dollar buys a penny's worth, banks are going under, cobblers keeping a gun under the counter. We sit watching our idiot boxes while some local anchorman tells us that today we've had 18 murders and 80 violent crimes, as if that were the way things were supposed to be.
I found myself going to meetings up at South Park. And they had other organizations up there, you know, the Black Panther Party. And they was passing out some new red books, you know, quotes from Mao Zedong. So I picked up one of these books and started going through it. And I began to see that statement in there, and political power grows at the end of a gun barrel. It began to stick with me.
The issues that have surfaced over the last few weeks reflect the complexities of race in this country that we've never really worked through. A part of our union that we have not yet made perfect. And if we walk away now, if we simply retreat into our respective corners, we will never be able to come together and solve challenges like health care or education or the need to find good jobs for every American.
You're telling me that you're going to fake some terrorist thing just to get some money out of Congress?
Their arrest was only the beginning.
We are being lied to by
a government who knew they were innocent.
They have no idea what they're up against.
Yuppies. The legacy of the 60s is don't fuck with the real powers or you'll get shot. Suppose everything that's happened since then finally woke somebody up, created an assassin from the left, someone who is willing to return fire.
I'll be damned if I'm going to roll over for a lot of...
There are an awful lot of angry people out there.
Coming out of the opposition.
All on the edge.
One little thing.
How far can we go?
You got to.
got to start somewhere.
Hey, man, look,
been starting, that's the whole point. We've been starting all types of things, man.
This is part of Harlem on the north end of Manhattan. This is ghetto land where white skin becomes a liability and hostility toward the white can be felt. Harlem is poor.
I am an American citizen. When my life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is threatened, I shall do what every other red-blooded, loyal American citizen will do. I will defend such, and that's against enemies, foreign or domestic.
Police were surrounding the fence office. It seemed like it was a battle. They had about five or six people who shot something in the building shooting, you know. And whenever the Panthers brought out, you know, they brought out something bigger, you know. I even seen the tank rolling up the street with police cars running.
When I went down to the Panther office a couple of days later, you know, they helped clean out the building. I went up there and had to wear a gas mask because the fumes were so strong. I seen bullet holes in all of the walls. We had a group outside. That says about 200 or 300, you know. A police car came around, and a man got up out of the car and said that this was an unlawful assembly, you know, would you please disperse? The people didn't leave, you know. So the police, they got out of their cars, and they started beating heads again.
Four Corners' 1968 report captured the then flight of the black middle class from the Harlem ghetto.
This is an integrated, wealthy area of New Jersey. The people who live in this house have made it. To use their own words, they beat their way out of the ghetto with a baseball bat.
The white man in America refused to let you become part of it. He refused to let you become part of the economical end, the social end.
Or the political end.
Or the political end.
And yet you're living in an integrated area in New Jersey.
Not because they want me here, because they couldn't help for me moving here.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
I say violence is necessary. Violence is a part of America's culture. It is as American as cherry pie. American taught the black people to be violent. We will use that violence to get ourselves off.
Former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream. One day.
Well, basically, our ultimate goal in the Klan is to bring about a unification of all of the Anglo-Saxon and Protestant American citizens into a bond of unity to counteract the philosophies of the minority. And
there are many people who feel that it is useless and futile for us to continue talking peace and nonviolence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks on an unarmed and defenseless people.
Martin Luther King had a dream, and it was blasted into eternity with him. I offer you reality. You've got to stand tall and demand your right. Nobody's gonna give you a damn.
I read the paper that they made a brother admiral. One brother. One brother, they made him an admiral. You understand? They want everybody to get happy. They probably had it on KGFJ this week. You know, the guy started off as a post office clerk. He worked his way up. After 74 years in the Navy, they made him an admiral. We are making progress.
74 years.
That is progress. That's what it is.
Progress. Are you a fool? I never said progress, man.
You better get hip, boy. You better get the butt. When you start controlling Dow Jones Industrial, start getting some niggas in the World Bank, you understand? And get some niggas up there in the Western House, and every time the president want to raise the price of gold, he got to call 12 of us in and 6 of them, then we're saying something.
If we are to be considered all,
Hurricane Katrina revealed, many blacks remain mired in poverty. And as the war statistics show, 1 in 15 is behind bars.
I went to school in Oakland.
Okay.
And I had quite a few white school kids with me. I'm 49. At that time, I had white kids going to school with me. I would have peanut butter. I got some peanut butter at home now. I don't want it because I ate so much when my mother gave it to me. I got two cans of it now that I don't eat because Wiley was eating ham sandwiches and I was eating peanut butter sandwiches.
I gotta get out of this town, Southern town. Let me out of here. That's it.
Suck. The bus only cost $17 to New York. I say, maybe $17 in 2 weeks.
That had a lift.
I ain't saying he's a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But he ain't messing with no broke niggas.
Kill me, man.
I ain't saying he a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But he ain't messing with no broke niggas.
I got a
George Bush don't like black people.
I got a
George Bush don't like black people.
I got a
George Bush don't like black people.
I got a
George Bush don't like black people. Hurricane came through, fucked us up around here. Government acting like it's bad luck down here. All I know is that you better bring some trucks around here. Wonder why I got my middle finger up around here. People lives on the line, you decline in the help. Since you taking so much time, we surviving ourselves. Just me and my pets and my kids and my spouse. Trapped in my own house looking for a way out. 5 days in this motherfucking attic. Can't use the cell phone, I keep getting static. Dying cause they lying instead of telling us the truth. Other day the helicopters got my neighbors off the roof. Off the screw cause they said they coming back for us too. That was 3 days ago, I don't see no rescue. See a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Since God made the path and I'm trying to walk through. What? Swam to the store trying to look for food. Corner store's kinda flooded so I broke my way through. I got what I could but before I got through, the news said police shot a black man trying to loot.
I got a loot.
Don't like black people.
I got a
George Bush don't like black people.
I got a
George Bush don't like black people.
I got a
George Bush don't like
black people. Kill me, man.
I ain't saying he a gold digger.
I'm in need.
He ain't looking for no broke
man. You're listening to a Rights Mix in the night air here on ABC Radio National. Black music and culture has flourished alongside the civil rights movement in the US, a creative counterculture that's spread across the world. One product of this is hip-hop. Its sampling techniques have brought the global music industry to a techno-cultural crossroads on issues of copyrights and the use of tools for new media production in a postmodern world.
Mr. Speaker, Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished citizens and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, and rape. Our first goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles.
You're in the night air, Radio National's Remix Zone, with Prince Nod, rewinding the parallel cultural stories of black American rights music and sampling.
Taking samples from other people's records is one of the most widespread and controversial aspects of computer music.
The concept of using snippets of taped sounds to make collages of music is not new. Nowadays, it is easy for anyone to sample sections of recordings from LPs or CDs to make new recordings using your computer sequencer.
They've simply gone to the record, sampled the drummer. They've simply gone to the record, sampled the drummer. Put it with their groove. Suddenly their groove sounds sort of real and funky. And it's a vibe. And the artists are making money. The artists are making money. The artists who did it originally aren't making a penny. The artists who did it originally
are now starving in New York.
The funky drummer. The funky drummer.
But is it legal?
I'm Dan Glickman. I'm the chairman and CEO of the Motion Picture Association of America. In the U.S. Constitution, there is, which was adopted over 200 years ago, there's only one substantive area of law that was included in the Constitution, and that was protecting creators' rights, because the founding fathers in the U.S. said that would be more determinative of about anything else as to how successful a country you have, is that if you had people, imaginative, curious, thinking people who would want to build things, make things. And the theory was they wouldn't do it unless you somehow protected that right.
The road to the mashup began way back in 2000 when the worlds of music and the worlds of the internet collided with a fateful program known as Napster. The children of the digital revolution had instant access to mankind's entire history of recorded music, and the true sound of the 21st century was born.
When you're online, it's easy to find out who you are, okay? We have the date, the name, the address, and all the 2,000 songs that you had up on your computer illegally, okay? And you can get 5 years in jail and $250,000 fines for every single song you steal.
Isn't that a little overboard?
No, the reason why, because there's a thing called intellectual property, okay? If I write a song about love, my unique expression about love is my property, okay? I don't own the rights to the concept of love. I wish I did. So when I make, that becomes my property. I have a copyright that lasts for my life plus 70 years because we only make pennies. So we have to make pennies for a long time in order for it to amount to dollars, okay? That's why they give us a long copy.
They're stealing people's songs against their will. That's un-American.
That's fine.
It's immoral.
But shutting down innovation is also un-American. When the player piano came out, you guys were against it. Radio, you guys were against it.
Yeah, what are you
you're against?
What are you for?
MP3 player, against
it. What are you for?
Be good kids.
Pay up. Be good kids. Pay up.
We never anticipated, like, getting someone to pay for James Brown going.
For me, the most definitive sound in hip hop is like the sound of a needle skipping over a scratchy record.
And the best sound of hip hop is sampling, you know what I'm saying?
A good appropriated sample has those two qualities. It has a good quality of its own, and it has a strong reference that evokes cultural resonance as well.
As an MC, I'm almost compelled to make pop culture references just so I can make a point clearly enough.
I mean, one of the things I think people don't sometimes think about is that sound itself has a historical dimension.
Imagine yourself in heaven.
Thank you.
need to take a look at your environment, the limitations of your environment, the advantages of your environment, and then do things which are peculiar to you and be proud of them.
Clearly, people will not do things for free. It just defies human nature to believe that somebody will come up and they'll paint a picture, they'll do a statue, and they'll just give it away. I mean, there might be a few people like that, but they probably don't eat very well.
Hate to do it, I gotta run.
The copyright maximalists, the Hollywood types, say really strict control will grow the industry faster than anything. But in fact, that's wrong. Freedom actually drives a more vibrant, important economy than restriction and control.
I think the culture has changed. In the 60s, 70s, 80s, it was very much an individualistic kind of approach. And with the explosion of the internet, there's been a culture of, it's like a mixtape culture, really, where you borrow from that, you borrow from here, you make a mashup on video, you post it on YouTube. Everybody becomes a creator by taking pieces here and there from other people. Forget whether they steal or not, that's a reality that we're going to have to live with for a long time. Okay, I got to go, man.
This is getting me really pumped. This is a Gnarls Barkley crazy remix from these Brazilian people. Brazilian music has gone so crazy right now. I can definitely chop up those beats at the beginning.
That's interesting. You guys, for you, piracy is a problem, do you think? But
it's a solution
that we found with the budget that we have in Brazil, you know? Because we still want to have access to the information, but we can't afford it. So we have to go to piracy. If we could, if we had the money, of course we would buy the original for everything, but we can't afford. For instance, like a software, if I want to buy Ableton in Brazil, like making music in Brazil, I would never afford it.
But Danny, hold up. Look, I brought a disc and we could copy this, okay? And we can play it on my brother's computer.
Okay, no problem. All we gotta do is... Whoa. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
You right? Did I hear you saying that you're gonna make a copy of a game without paying? Come on, guys! I thought you knew better. Don't copy that floppy.
Wait a minute. Who the heck are you anyway?
Yeah, and what are you doing on our computer?
Welcome to the end of the computer age.
57% of teenagers have created and shared content on the internet. That's not people peer-to-peer file sharing. That's about 99%. But this is people actually creating material and making it available. To us, the couch potato generation, this is bizarre. I can't imagine doing that. But to them, it's the natural way for them to understand the world and create. Now, you can either call them criminals or call them pirates and use all the tools of the law and technology to block them from this creativity. Or we could begin to encourage them by making a wide range of material available that gave them a much better understanding of their past and a much better opportunity to say something about the future.
Creativity itself is here on the line and striking a balance between protecting the rights of those who own intellectual property with the right and the rights of generations of future, young and old people, to create is on the line.
That Black Rights mix was by Brisbane-based sound artist Prince Nod, otherwise known as Sean Taylor. For a full disclosure of all Prince Nod sources, go to our website at this address, abc.net.au/rn/nightair. And there you can download our most recent shows in Hi-Fi Stereo. I'm Brent Clough, and stick around after the news, because I'll be back with a heavyweight Nigerian music mix. Nigeria 70, Lagos Jump. It's the sound of modernity in Africa's most populous nation.
The Night Air.
And this poem is called Where Was JFK When He Heard That I Was Shot?
National Poetry Week becomes National Poetry Month on Poetica in September.
I dare you to buy someone's art, then murder them, so the price goes up.
This Thursday, we'll be hearing highlights from the Australian Poetry Centre's festival at Castlemaine in Victoria. Recorded over the Anzac weekend, this program features live performances from Australian and international poets.
I am the light and the way, he said. I'll bet you are, she said. Is there a Mrs. Yahweh?
To his light on the light.
That by Brit Lightsmith. Black Rossman Bakes was artist by Sound Art. Prince, otherwise Sean Taylor, is known for a full for all disclosure. Prince knows your resources, nods, address. Go to our site, our website, abc@thisit.net.au/air9 and download. There you can most recent our most in show by Stereo in High Rio. I'm Brent. Stick around and back with the afters because of the new heavy zombie by Jerry White, Nozick, Mac, and Mute, Nikes, S7, Jerry, and T, Costa, Lego. It's the Binity, the sound of modern in our most popular nation.
The night. Right here.
This poem and this where was Miss Corey when he's Jade, when he heard the shot. FK.
National Poetry Week, the Poetry National comes in a month. Poetry Etica on Poetember in September.
I dare you to dare you someone by arms, and then the murder twice, go the price up goes.
This day will be Thursday, highlight hearing Australians from the Tricentian Poet Festival at his Fest Main in Castle, Rook, Victoria. Recorded over here. Zach Week for the Ends Program. Ken, this is live and performance life of Australians from an international and international poet.
Light, I am the way, and he said, I'll. She said, I'll bet you are. Is Mrs. Is there a...
To the wait. Is up on the line.
That by Black Rights Mix was written by sound artist Prince Nod, Sean, otherwise known as Taylor. For a full disclosure or closure of Prince Nod's sources, go to address our website at abc.net.rnau/nightair. And there you can download our most recent shows in Hi-Fi Stereo. I'm Brent Clough, and stick around after back with the news, because I'll be back a heavyweight Nigerian music mix. Nigeria 70, Lagos Jump. It's the sound of unity in Africa's most populous nation.
The night air.